Good morning. It's Sunday, May 12th, 2019. I'm Nigerian journalist, pharmacist, PR specialist, and activist, Dr. Kemi Amalulu Olunlayo. I just gave you my full credentials there. Everybody calls me Madam K-O-O here, okay, my initials. Today's podcast is about popular culture and how it affects things negatively. We're in Nigeria, a country that has a constitution, but half of the stuff in that constitution is never abided with. One of them is free speech, freedom of the press, freedom of expression, which is the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The press is allowed to report and say anything they want. The people are allowed to express their, you know, themselves in whatever way. But here in Nigeria, it's not the same. I was arrested 3 times, spent 6 months in prison for posting a news tip. A news tip that was sent to me, 8 pages of it. When you get an 8-page news tip, it's serious stuff. You want to investigate it. So I posted the first page looking for witnesses to begin investigating. The people I was investigating called the police and I was arrested. I suffered 6 months in prison. I still battle PTSD till today. Behind everything you hear on this podcast, I suffer daily from anxiety and a lot of thoughts that you don't want to know. Post-traumatic stress disorder and things I saw in prison. I've been trying to write about my experience now for 2 years. Happened in 2017 and it's been a challenge for me. I need money to go abroad and get some comprehensive psychotherapy care because people don't know how it feels. Nigerians laugh at me. I did a GoFundMe and I did a, just transfers and all that to my bank, and believe it or not, out of almost 4 million fans I had, only 37 people donated to my medical fund. But I'm not disgruntled. It's because I'm also a very, very strict investigative journalist, and many people don't like me. They don't like me exposing celebrities. They don't like me exposing politicians. They don't like anything here unless it benefits them. At the end of the day, this is Nigeria. What I just said, hashtag it. This is Nigeria. A singer here sang it, portrayed in his music video all the things that are happening in popular culture in Nigeria. The NBC, Nigerian Broadcast Commission, censored the video. The artist's name is False, and his father is a very high-ranking, powerful human rights lawyer, Femi Falana. For them to do that to him, okay, he hasn't even sued them yet, or called his father to sue them. However, his father's busy battling other cases against the government, but at the same time, the video was censored. If you want to watch This Is Nigeria, it's really the mimicking of what Glover did on This Is America. So, This Is Nigeria is something that should get an award, but it's censored. So it can be played on television and radio, or the videos. So you want to watch it on YouTube or hear it on SoundCloud. I think everybody should see that. Now, I am a daughter of a high-ranking politician. My father has served 51 appointments in 58 years of Nigeria, and he's now 84, still alive, and he's in the ruling party. If they could lock me up, you're nothing. That's the way we see Nigeria. So, beating around the bush, let's go to the point of why I'm doing the podcast this morning. It's the culture called popular culture in music. 2 artists in Nigeria were arrested last week. Like I said, today is Sunday, May 12, 2019. It's Mother's Day in America. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. And I believe it was Thursday, and Thursday will be the 9th of May, 2019. Okay? So, Naira Marley and Zlatan Ibile. These are 2 artists. They sing, they have songs in the Afrobeat genre, rapping, whatnot. And even in the language, indigenous rapping. So, the whole thing started on Instagram. An artist called Simi, she said Yahoo Boys must not buy her songs because she doesn't support their fraud. Let me tell you what a Yahoo Boy is. It's a phrase that Nigerians use for fraudsters. The boys that go to the internet cafe and do the 419 scams, the Nigerian scams you see online. Anyone in America, Canada, anyone around the world should know what a Nigerian scam is. But who likes their country attached to a scam? It all started by using Yahoo Messenger. In Yahoo Messenger, I don't know what Yahoo is saying about this. I've tried to investigate or talk to people in Yahoo headquarters for years, but there was never any response. because it's really so bad. I own HNN Africa and Kemi Talks, and I created Communications Media, and it's really bad to know that your brand name has been used for something else and it's bad. Yahoo is a huge brand. It was the first search engine in the internet before Google came. So the whole Yahoo Messenger thing created the term Yahoo Boys. And then they have Yahoo Yahoo. And then they have Yahooze, which was a song the Nigerian singer Olu Maintain sang. And then, of course, they have the one called Yahoo Plus. Yahoo Plus is this internet scams with charms. Some people literally sit on their laptops with charms next to the laptops that can actually coerce people on the other end of the laptop. This is why I don't really respond too much to fools on the internet anymore, because they might be using their charms. I just delete their comments. At the end of the day, guys, Naira Marley and Zlatan were arrested by the EFCC, Nigeria's Economic and Financial Crimes Commission. That's the one that usually investigates corruption in society. EFCC was started by Obasanjo after the 1999 constitution to find out who's stealing and prosecute them. We know the scandal that happened in the EFCC. The police guy that was running it was run out of the place and he went on exile. Nuhu Ribadu. We know all that story. Obasanjo, Yar'Adua, Jonathan, all these leaders are immune from EFCC prosecution. Governors are not. Senators and House of Rep members are not. Some of them have been convicted. The order of the day in Nigeria is corruption. Everybody gets there and they steal. There is no saying. I am the most talented female journalist in Nigeria. I better not be too hyped up, but I always call myself the most intelligent person in Nigeria. Why? I share intelligence. There might be people more intelligent than me. Do they share their intelligence? Probably not. However, what is going on today? Is these two artists were arrested and the EFCC never really gave a detailed information on why they were arrested to the press. But it took Sahara Reporters, an investigative portal, to ask someone in the EFCC who wanted anonymity. And that person said it's because they wanted to see their links and ties to cybercrime. Now those guys are out there in the EFCC custody. Are they being questioned? According to the EFCC, they've been given useful information. Do they know their rights are being violated? Probably not. The EFCC has no right to actually interrogate anyone without a lawyer present. If you're inviting somebody, you can invite them. But what we've seen from the EFCC is they've been inviting people and they've been keeping them and detaining them. They invited Fanny Kayode, a former aviation minister. They invited Fayose. They invited people and they kept them overnight and then days and months and who knows. The point remains that our security agencies are not truthful. They're not transparent themselves, okay? I was told I was invited to the police headquarters about something I posted on my blog. I was driven to Port Harcourt 12 hours. If you want to arrest me, just tell me I have a warrant for your arrest. There are warrants in this country. Why are police officers and security agencies not producing warrants? They raided the police in Lekki where Zlatan and Naira Marley were. Somebody tipped them off. I'm hearing it's a journalist and someone within their camp. Everybody has to be very careful. You see a lot of reporting I do about Davido and what's happening in his camp. It's people in his camp that feed me all that information and I verify them. At the end of the day, I get people who would come and say, oh, you're going to jail again. If Davido sues you, go to jail. Davido can't sue me because he knows almost everything that I'm reporting is true. He just needs to check his back for the people working for him. I know more than ever. That's the job of an investigative journalist. An investigative journalist will find out everything about you and you don't even know where they got the information from. It could be from your best friend. It could be from your mother. It could be from your father. So that's the one thing. Going back to Naira Marley and Zlatan Ibili, they need very good lawyers, okay? Already I feel that their, you know, what's it called, has been violated. I've spoken to someone in their camp and I don't know if they have a lawyer. I did some videos on YouTube and Instagram that you should see because Your rights are violated in Nigeria every day by every government parastatal. Okay? Kemi Talks is going to be doing more on that. I'm going to be talking about these events and these issues that are happening all over Nigeria with regards to the welfare of Nigerians. And this is why I continued learning. Okay, I came out as a pharmacist and then I went to study public relations and then journalism. Activism was something in my blood and I started when I was young. In America, it was drug abuse, drug violence. In Canada, it was gun violence. In Nigeria, it's community activism, political activism. Sad thing about Nigeria is that when you align yourself with other activists, they tend to turn around and do things that you don't want to be done. For example, look at Amumudandu. The time I spent with Charlie Boy on launching that and promoting that, a fight came between him and another member, Deji Adeyoju, saying that he collected money from the presidency, which is against what we were fighting for. The same thing with Free Siaksa. I led a group in Ibadan to the SSS office to have them free CX. And when we got there, I was the one standing in front of them when they asked us to come in and they detained us for an hour. I was the one that got us out because I said I was the daughter of a former governor and they need to release me now, else I'm calling my dad. Release the group. All we're here for is to protest for the DSS to take somebody out of their custody. Not knowing that about an hour before we showed up there, they had already released CX. At the end of the day, what happened? Two or three people in the group went to post on internet that Kemi Olunloyo ran when, you know, the DSS told them to come in and be detained. She said she wasn't part of the group. Unfortunately, I was actually recording that when they were about to detain her. They didn't know. Then I put the recording on the internet, which pretty much say that the three people were liars. So I technically don't protest on Nigerian soil. I said that after the Siaksan thing in 2013. I don't protest on Nigerian soil anymore. I don't want to be aligned with people holding placards and people that's been sponsored to hold placards. I basically do my activism online by myself, and I'm going to be doing a lot of work with the royal family and others very soon. At the end of this podcast, I want to say what happened to Naira Marley and Zlatan Ibili has to be addressed to the media. Press releases, press conferences, okay, as needed, an attorney and a publicist. I do these things. I did in America for many crisis things. I dealt with Nicki Minaj's crisis, Sean Kingston's accident on the jet ski, Akon's artist that was shot on the day he arrived in Los Angeles. So many cases, and even Lil Wayne's seizures when he had the first one and we thought he was going to die. I deal with crisis management a lot because that's an area of public relations that I'm well trained in. I love to deal with people's crisis and get it diffused in the media. So, Naira and Zlatan need a good lawyer to protect their legal rights and civil rights. It's very important. And I don't think they have a lawyer. Okay, nobody in the EFCC should take advantage of people in Nigeria. The EFCC has violated a lot of laws. Okay, and I'm telling them to stop posting people's photographs on their social platforms. Okay, it's demeaning. If you've convicted people, you can put them there. It's just like the media putting the picture of the convicted person. But if someone's a suspect and you're still investigating them, please don't put their picture on your social platforms because they might be innocent and you've ruined their reputation. It's not just the EFCC. It's a lot of security agencies that are doing these things in Nigeria. The police is also parading people. And the media should stop entertaining them. When the police say we want to parade certain criminals, don't jump up there for your juicy stories. Everybody in the media in Nigeria is not my friend. Okay, I don't align with the NUJ. There's a lot of fraudulent journalists there that get paid by the politicians. Okay, we used to sell newspapers after we write the stories. Now we're selling the paper before the stories are written. The politicians own half the media outlets, and the people working there are literally gagged. Stop it. If they call you for a parade, tell them you don't want to do it. In Port Harcourt prison while I was there, I discovered that people were being paraded. They were talking in front of the media. Oh, yeah, I went to this place. I went to meet this cultist. We got the woman's head, blah, blah, blah. When they got to court, the woman will say, oh, I didn't cut the head. I wasn't the one that did it. But she's already said it on television to the media. You know, so this is where the Fifth Amendment comes in America, the right to keep silent. Police reads that to you. Anything and everything you say may be used against you. And I think that the government should regulate that. I would like to go to Abuja and sponsor a bill to stop people from being paraded, to stop people from being paraded because you're violating the civil rights. You are altering their cases. At the end of the day, we wish Naira Marley and Zoltan Ebile good luck in their case, because we feel that, am I a Yahoo boy? That's the song for Naira and Zoltan. The song they sang, am I a Yahoo boy? Am I a Yahoo boy? They sang it by popular culture. Look what I'm dealing with now with YMN Nelly. Okay, I got murder on my mind. I got murder on my mind. That song that my son covered as Money on My Mind that he remixed. Go to art, Rich KJT Music, at Rich KJT Music, and hear my son's version. At the end of the day, you guys need to understand. You need to understand that popular culture songs and what is related to popular culture should not affect an arrest because they sang a song, or are they actually doing it? Okay, YNW Nelly, now look at what I'm dealing with over there in America. He's now accused of a double murder of his friends. They said he shot them and drew them around town before he put them back and that he killed them. Now the prosecutors are asking for the death penalty. They have not used that video or that music in the case because at most, the jury will not admit it. In Canada, they wouldn't admit anything you're saying. In Nigeria, they'll admit anything. They'll pinpoint on you. Someone asked, if somebody actually sang a song about terrorism in America and glorified terrorism, glorified it, would the Homeland Security investigate them or arrest them? I said, no. It's freedom of expression. The First Amendment protects that person and this song because they might be singing about it. Okay, it doesn't have to be something positive. I'm going to release my song Enyeyomi that I sang in 2013 about the insurgency. I didn't release it widely on the internet. I only released it within my own page, and people that heard it heard it. Okay, at the end of the day, it's a positive song. Does that mean we have to sing all positive songs? We can sing anything we want about society. So please, everybody, please, 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 I want to encourage you, okay, to know your rights. Get a lawyer. I'm going to have seminars and appearances and talks about what you need to know about doing things in Nigeria. They're called Kemi Talks. Follow me at HNN Africa on Twitter. HNN Africa is a news aggregation service. Kemi Talks is on Instagram and also Facebook at Kemi Olunlayo on both portals. YouTube.com/KemiOlunlayoTV for all my videos. My audios are coming back, possibly on SoundCloud. So stay tuned. May 12, 2019, Sunday, Mother's Day in America. I'm in Nigeria. I'm Kemi Omololu Olunlayo. Thanks for listening.